Welcome to this week's episode of The Discerning Eye, brought to you by Discerned Cannabis Purveyors, located in Grafton, Massachusetts, offering a cannabis experience built around you.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of The Discerning Eye. I'm your host, Alan Villatoro. We are actually on site here, a very special location down here in Taunton. Here with the crew from Tower 3, we've got Mike and we've got Isaiah who are going to be joining us. We've also got our regular crew with Aaron Luna, we've got David Pottle, and we've got Brianna De Los Santos.
Yes.
I got it right. One of these days I'm going to get it right.
Every day.
So I wanted to introduce you guys and or give you a chance to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourself and just a very quick intro on Tower 3.
Yeah, of course. My name is Mike Kinahan. I'm one of the owners of Tower 3. You know, we've been going at this for almost 4 years now, myself, my brother, Anthony, who's not here, and Isaiah. I'll let him introduce himself.
My name is Isaiah from Tower 3. I'm one of the head growers, and I'm here to answer any questions.
Well, we're excited to be here, and so today we're going to talk a little bit about Tower 3, how it came to be. Learn more about your crew. We had a chance earlier, right before the podcast, to take a walk through the facility and see some of the way that you're growing some incredible product out there, which we've had a chance to try already. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's exciting to be here. We're down here in Taunton. You know, like I said, this is actually, I think, our first podcast that we've done within another cultivation facility.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about Tower 3, the name, okay? Because, you know, I've seen it, multiple times, obviously, all through the building here. But I want to know how it came to be and what it means.
Yeah, so we get that question a lot. Not a crazy answer. I used to live in New York City in a building called Tower 53. Thought it was a cool name. And then we one day decided to do this and kind of just jumped the gun immediately, opened an LLC, and just went for it right away. So we called it Tower 3 because it was three of us starting it, myself, my brother, and Isaiah. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like it. I like the meaning behind
that's
it.
That's it, yep.
It definitely speaks to your formation. So, in this industry, it's tough to find good employees. I know you when you took us through the shop here, we ran into some really incredible people that were excited to tell us about what they were doing. They looked happy to be doing what they were doing. And, you know, that doesn't always just happen in a vacuum. So tell us a little bit about your hiring practices and your staff, your team.
Yeah, so we have 18 employees right now. Out of the 18, 13 of us are friends and family. So we kind of had a core group picked out before we got up and running, which was definitely helpful. We have myself, my brother, Isaiah, Isaiah's wife, Isaiah's best friend, Billy, is a head grower. Their other good friend, Kay, helps run the packaging and trimming team. So then we have others, friends' little sisters. We have a father-son duo here that works here. So we have a pretty tight-knit team. Everyone gets along and, we make it happen.
You can definitely tell as you're walking around the facility, and at every point we were greeted by somebody who was just ecstatic about what they were doing and just to be here. So, keep sprinkling that that sauce on them.
Thank you.
The one that stands out the most was the trimming room. You had a group of people in there that were just smiling.
Yeah.
While they do the most.
Yeah, there's always music blasting. They're always having a good time in the trimming room, 100%.
It's almost like they're singing to the flower,
to
give it a little bit more love. So as we were walking through the facility, it's impressive. Some of the measures that you've taken here to ensure clean air quality, organic soil use. Can we talk a little bit about that? And first of all, we walked through this room where it was kind of like being at the airport, when they put you through that machine where you have to stand up with your hands up and you let the wind kind of blow you and try to figure out, they're trying to clean, I guess, the microbials off of you. It was pretty cool. It was almost like a big dryer for somebody.
We definitely make sure, everything's clean in here. I'll let Isaiah speak to the science behind the air shower, but in general, we have the soil come in, it quarantines for a couple weeks. Everyone goes through the air shower, you're all suited up in the booties, the whole suit and the hat and everything. So we haven't had any issues here. No issues with mold or pesticides or anything. We haven't failed any tests. So we're very, very proactive.
Yeah, I wanted to learn about this air shower. I didn't even realize it had a name. So tell us about it.
So the even though we have a lot of dirt back there, which we grow the plants in dirt, we treat that as a clean room. Mm-hmm. So basically the air shower is going to shake anything that's sticking to your clothes, your hair, your face, your skin, and it's going to trap it in the HEPA filters.
Okay.
And then, you know, the air feeds back into the room.
I see. So it's like agitating all your, you know, your clothes and getting all the dust and particles off, and then another part of it is sucking it up.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Before that, we had to, you know, obviously clean our feet. As I just mentioned, we had to get fully suited up. You know, Dave had to put, you know, something on his beard. I can appreciate that level of cleanliness because when the product hits the shelves, you know, we love to stand behind, you know, the product. And this is part of the process for us, is being able to go and actually see how you're preparing your product, so that when we, you know, sell it to the customer, we're very confident in being able to say, you know, we were there. We've actually seen the measures that they've taken to make sure that what you're getting here today is a high quality ingredient or high quality product, rather.
Or so, telling your story.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're telling your story. So how long did that process take to build out the facility? I mean, it's not something that happened in a day.
No, it took a little over a year, right? Isaiah is a contractor and was the one who built this place. So, he'll remember better than me, but like a little over a year, it was through the middle of COVID. We had some delays in the transformer with the electrical company, so mm-hmm. we had a couple setbacks, but what, a
yeah,
year and
14,
a few
16 months
yeah.
It took us
to build it out.
To build it out.
Yeah. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced in creating a facility like this one?
We did not face many challenges because we kind of like order everything before the pandemic happened.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So now there are a lot of challenges, especially right. with equipment, material.
Mm-hmm. So you were
soil,
able to stay ahead of the curve
yeah,
there.
Correct.
He timed it perfectly.
Yeah.
Isaiah's been doing this for a while too. He's built other grows before, so he knew what he was doing, and you know that made the difference.
Made it easier. Yeah. Yeah. Smooth.
So, yeah, I mean, you can see that you obviously had some experience in it because of some of those measures you are taking to making, you know, to make sure that you're getting a, you know, good, clean product. So I can definitely say it's impressive, and we appreciate it. It makes it much easier for us to, you know, tell our customers that the product is high quality. We encountered quite a few cultivars in there. You've mentioned a couple of them that so far have been out in the market. I believe Half Pint is one of them. But can you talk a little bit about your cultivars and how you landed on some of these?
Yeah. I'll give a brief description and let Isaiah take it. But the Half Pint has been doing great for us. You know, we've been getting great reviews on that. The Do-Si-Do, same thing. That's the original cut we got from Northern Cal. We have the Cushmints, which we just did a small batch of that. It sold out in one day.
Wow.
So we have a little more of that coming. And then some of the good ones we have coming up. Isaiah, you want to name those ones that you're excited about?
Yeah, we have the Marshmallow OG, which we also did a small batch test, and again, sold in no time. That cat has been with us for a little bit over 5 years or so. Mm. We hunted that from seed. We also have some blueberry French toast that we are very
so
excited
beautiful.
About.
Can't wait.
The nose on that one was just spectacular. I mean,
yeah.
it literally was like blueberry French toast, and it just, I can't wait to see that one out in the market.
Yeah. We have some mimosa, blood orange.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of sativas coming. People want sativas in the market. We got it.
Yeah. You guys have gone through great lengths to find some of these. You know, obviously you said some of them came over from California. I'm sure they've come over actually from all over the world. Do you have any that you can kind of talk about how challenging it is to come across some of these cultivars?
Yeah, we have a good story on the Death by Lemon strain. Unfortunately, Kay and Billy aren't in here. They could tell better than me, but I'll try to give the abbreviated version.
They're tattoos.
Yeah, they have some, a couple of the guys have matching tattoos. They, Isaiah, correct me if I'm wrong, but essentially a group of them made their way out to Ohio. Some of them flew back with some cuts in their backpacks from Ohio about 12-ish years ago. They've been growing it ever since on their home grows, and yep. now 12 years later, they're growing it here in the facility and able to sell it on the legal market. So part of what we're doing, just to, you know, just to give them their due, is
pay homage to it, right?
Pay homage to the growers is we're adding in temporary tattoos of their tattoo into the Death by Lemon strain. So if you purchase the Death by Lemons by us, you get a temporary tattoo and a little card with their story and, you know, how they came back from Ohio and how that brought them all together. And here we are 13 years later.
That's incredible. 13 years. And like you said, you know, there was a little bit of that Wild West factor.
Exactly.
You know, trying to...
There's a lot more to it. I'm sure I'm leaving a lot of it out. But there's a whole story behind it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool story. I think it's incredible that it's, like you said, it's been growing out here for 13 years already in this, different climate, but, you know, and here you are I'm sure there's a lot of pride in what they're doing to be able to bring that to market.
Yeah, they're very excited about that one.
Yeah, and it's one of those that, you know, sometimes I suppose when you're getting seeds, it's hard to sometimes trace them. In this case, it's, you know, exactly, you know, where that... that came from
exactly.
12 years ago. That's incredible. Do you have a favorite?
Out of the ones right now that we have going, I'm probably on the half pint. I think that's a lot of people's favorite.
I really have no favorites. They're okay. All my favorites.
I like that.
I enjoy them all.
The staff got a chance to walk around along with you giving us our tour here, and it was just incredible to see everything. So I'm kind of curious to hear from the staff, you know, knowing that the rest of the team here is going to be, you know, promoting this product as well in the store.
Well, what I loved about it is, you know, just learning about the cultivars and, you know, in general, that these aren't your normal cultivars that are being in this market right now. And they're different, and they look different. They smell different. It just was great to see people actually caring about other strains, not just the money strains. And, I love that about you guys, that, you know, you bring in these amazing different cultivars to the market. And I'm excited to see what you guys bring in the future as well. You know, some of the stuff your R&D.
Definitely. Thank you.
That blueberry French toast, I've thought about it since we came here a month ago. I hope you guys understand that. So today it's very interesting seeing it grow over time and seeing what that plant is really becoming, because before I was already like, wow, this is a beautiful plant. Like the flower structure on it is just gorgeous. But seeing it now today, a month later, it's even better than before. So it really does speak to you guys and the attention you pay to your plants and the love that they get, because it does show in the long run. You know, we were joking today about how it looked like it was like powdered sugar perfectly sprinkled on like a whole entire room of plants. And it's, believe it or not, you don't get that often. You know, it's very hard when people are trying to mass produce flower and it's not getting the care that it needs. You can see it in the plants before they're even chopped and getting ready to be cured. So, I mean, I think that just speaking to what you guys do behind the scenes, though you look at the buds, you can tell what goes into it, but seeing you guys hands-on with it, hearing the story, I think that that's what, you know, our consumers need to hear and they need to see, because people don't get it. It's not easy. It's, you know, how many years did you say you worked on this?
4 years.
4 years, you know, so coming and mastering plants, you know, that take 12 years to get to the point of where they are, or making the hard decision to not grow a plant because it's not producing what you want it to be, that thought and care matters. You know, you guys aren't afraid to be like, nope, this isn't working. We're going to take a little bit of a loss and start over. And that matters to people, you know? So I can't wait to have it on our shelves. I can't wait to have it in our area. I've been thinking about your packaging since I left. I like don't have it in my area, so I'm waiting. I can't wait to bring it to the shelves.
Also the story of when you're, was it, who's your head grower at the one?
Billy.
Yeah, Billy. So he told the story about, you know, you guys grew a flower that was tacking over 30,
yeah,
and you didn't bring it to market because he wasn't happy with it,
right? Yeah, so we have no problem leaving something behind. You know, it's we only sell anything here that the growers love and appreciate and that they'll smoke themselves.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Otherwise, you know, it's
what's the point?
It gets shelved. Yeah,
if we don't smoke it, nobody else is going to smoke it.
Yeah,
the organic living soil. Let's talk about that for a little bit. How long have you guys, you know, had this idea to use, I guess, organic living soil in the production of this? I know it's not, it's becoming more and more prevalent in the market, but, you know, what brought you onto that concept?
Yeah, so that's Isaiah and Billy. They've been growing in soil for what, forever?
A long time.
This is the same soil guy that you use on your home grows or have used. So we just brought them down. I think it comes down from Maine.
Okay. You said it gets quarantined for a period of time as well?
Yeah. So we leave it on the loading dock for a couple weeks to quarantine and to cook a little more, right? Is that?
Well, we basically quarantine, make sure there's no bugs, nothing that is going to contaminate the clean room in the back.
Right.
We'll scoop it every couple of days just to just remake sure.
Yeah, make sure.
The reason we grow in organic living soil is because you get full potential of each of the cultivars. You can taste the actual flavor. You can experience a better high, mm-hmm. Or better experience when you consume the actual flower.
So an overall better experience, just purely the dirt, you know? I think sometimes it gets overlooked that what most people, you know in this industry as the flower, or with everything that comes from the flower, ultimately though is grown in soil. And just as important is, you know, what that soil is comprised of, where you get it from, and what other, additives or minerals or such you're adding to the plant. I'm not a grower, so clearly you can see that I just made up that term, minerals, just because I'm not sure what actually goes into the grow. I see, we were in the grow room, your head grow, Billy, was in there calibrating the water, and you can just see the level of detail and care, making sure that there's proper calibrations, proper water levels, and that really speaks to, the end result of the flower. So it was really nice to see that firsthand as well. We're going to have some great pictures that you'll be able to see, some good video footage too of some of their facility, which some of the plants, and I'm not really a tall guy, they made me look really small.
Also will be pictures.
Yeah, there'll be pictures of that as well. while we were, actually before we get to that point, so when we went by the room where they were trimming, and then we talked a little bit about quality standards, and I wanted to briefly talk about, the containers, and there looks like it's a nice seal to them. And then after that, I want to talk about, your thought process on putting the plant or the flower in there, because not everybody does it the same way. Some people really try to hit that 3.5 mark. Some people, go over a little bit over because they're, trying to find the best buds. So I'm kind of curious in your process. We kind of briefly touched upon it in terms of even the number of buds that you try to hit for on each container. So
yeah.
Talk about the containers first, and then we'll go into that.
Yeah. Sticking with, our flower wanting to be higher quality, we want our packaging to be higher quality as well. The packaging itself has the second seal, rubber seal, that can be reapplied. It keeps it fresh, Before we chose which packaging to use, we got samples from all of them. We tested them all. We left some in the car, in the basement, wherever. And this one was the best one by far. And then when we fill the jars, we want to have a 4-bud limit. So at most you'll get in there is 4 buds if you buy a jar, if you buy an 1/8 container from us from a store. So you're not getting, a bunch of little nugs. We use only the A bud for the jars. We use all the B bud for the pre-rolls. Anything else goes up for processing.
And the B buds, so our listeners are aware, were probably as big as some other places for their A buds. So it was kind of nice to see the packaging and the size of them. You can see they're nice, dense nugs. But it was, I cut you off there because I really wanted to make it a point.
Appreciate it. We want the end user to have the best experience possible. Mm-hmm. So, we want to do everything top notch from the start to the finish and all the way through to the consumer. So mm-hmm. That's why we try to do that. And the 1/8 has 3.5 grams minimum, and the 1 gram pre-roll is always over a gram. So, you're getting what you pay for, and we want everyone to experience that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the container. So. The seal that you're talking about, it's almost like a little gasket, right? How would you guys describe this? It's like a I don't know, it's I'm trying to think of the another container where it's almost like you have to pop the top off because it's like it's jammed in. I don't know how to describe it.
I know.
It.
I'm trying to think of another.
It's like a little gasket you pop on the top, and it's, you can tell it creates a nice seal.
It does. It keeps it fresh. The product won't dry out if you're not using it immediately.
Mm-hmm. which is important.
It's like a, yeah, it's, I guess, a rubber stopper almost that,
that yeah,
gets
there you go.
Shoved in. Yeah,
it's, yeah, it's almost like a stopper. There you go.
Do you remember, like, when we were young, like, younger years ago, there was the tubes, and I don't remember what was inside them, but it had, like, the posters used to come in them, and it had, like, the top on it, remember? Oh. Like, the cylinder, yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. So it's like, go. It's like two of those almost.
Yes, right? So. Exactly, yeah. No, that's, and it's nice, because you're, like you pointed out, not every consumer is going to go through that whole jar right away, mm-hmm. and you want to, you know, make it so that, in, you know, with their experience, the product doesn't degrade over time, which is just as important as the first time they crack it open. So I think there's merit to that container for a user, you know, at home to have. So, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, even the pre-roll tube has a second rubber stopper.
Awesome. Oh, excellent. Okay. I didn't see those yet, but I'm sure I'm going to. So the other part that I know you had mentioned while we were here is you started creating some extracts. Or you're, you know, kind of dabbling, is that right? Dabbling in it?
Dabbing, that's a play on words.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we sent some of our first harvest, some of the trim, over to Pioneer for extraction. They turned it into a wax, so we have a little more here that we're starting to get into, so mm-hmm. we're hopefully doing a little collaboration with them to start off, and then deciding what our next options will be, but in the meantime, we'll be using third party to do mm-hmm. that while we wait for the CCC to hopefully approve our manufacturing license mm-hmm. that we are waiting for.
Yeah,
we started a little construction, we did a little demo, you know, nothing too much, but mm-hmm. Our goal is to do our own in the future.
Okay, yeah, I mean, obviously, when you're producing the flower, it makes sense to try to get you know the most out of it, and especially with you know the robust. The different flavor profiles you guys are coming up with are, should be shared out there in that manner. I'm thinking about the blueberry one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, it just comes to mind right away.
It's been on my forefront.
So how far down the line do you think you guys, you're going to continue down that path and obviously try to come up with your own extracts? How far down the line do you think that will be?
Maybe 9 months to a year, hopefully.
Okay. So in the next year, you'll see some of your products out there. In the meanwhile, like you said, you're going to have some collabs with some other extractors out there to try to get your flavor out there.
So we'll do some collaborations in the meantime, and simultaneously, we're working on our own packaging, so mm-hmm. we can hopefully start our own brand and get everything going with our product up until our own facility is running for manufacturing.
That's really exciting. So you're going to have to increase your employee size, of course.
Yes.
Do you have enough family?
Yeah, we'll have to go another layer down of the cousins, I guess.
No, I think it's a great story that you guys have to tell out here. So, you know, down the pipeline, you guys are coming out with some really nice flavor profiles. You mentioned a couple of them. Can we kind of touch on those again? The ones that you're haven't come out yet, but you're kind of waiting to perfect.
The Blueberry French Toast, the Knights Templar, those are the two probably the bigger ones that we're excited for. The Mimosa is one that Isaiah brought in.
Yeah, Blood Orange, Tropicana Cherry, Super Bob.
Yeah, then we have a few more that we're discussing. You know, the Billy and the other growers are always arguing over who gets to bring in what next. So we're trying to dial it in and decide what to bring in after that.
So those are the ones that you think they're definitely coming.
Those
out.
Are coming in. Yep. And then I mean, these guys have been doing it forever and they're pros, so they have thousands of seeds at their homes and they're excited to bring in some new ones.
You said Cushman's was another one in there that you guys
Cushman's,
really...
Yeah, we did a small drop of that, about 5 pounds. It sold out day one, so we have another room of that coming out.
Wow.
When will that be ready?
It'll be ready the first week of February.
Okay.
Sweet. Yeah. So, we flower for 10 weeks, then we dry for 2 weeks and cure for 6 weeks. So it takes a little bit of time to get them out.
Yeah, but I mean,
you can tell.
You can definitely tell. Yeah. Well, you can tell even in the way that you know the trim as well. You know, with all of them in there doing it by hand.
Yeah,
it
was definitely hand trim.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite things to watch. Really was. I mean, I could stare at the ladies all day. You know, with all the crystals on them. It's amazing. But it was really fun to be in that room with that team, especially. They just seemed like they were happy.
Yeah, they're excited. They love it.
So you've got a lot of things coming up down the pipeline with regards to new strains, some extracts, and at Discern, we're really excited to feature some of these because, like I said before, some of the quality traits that we look for with our cultivators, it's going to be, you know, the story behind it. The product itself has to be good. And I think, you know, in today's environment, in this market, it can be challenging to have a good product given the current testing standards that are out there. So, you know, you're all kind of fighting that same battle, you know, as it relates to testing, getting it out there in time. It's just a whole brutal routine. But, you know, we're looking for to be able to tell that story with that fine product so we can kind of educate our staff, our consumers on what to look for. And like we, one of the things that we mentioned already was the fact that you want to try to hit four, buds, I guess, or nugs within one container really is a fantastic thing. Because I can't tell you how many times I've cracked open a jar of anything. It doesn't matter how good it smelled. And then you see 10, 15 little nugs and maybe one big, you know, medium sized one. Right. And that's just frustrating. It's annoying. And truthfully, there's not much quality, metrics being implemented to prevent that. It's mostly just, does it hit weight? Yes, get it out of here. Does it weight? You know, and I think most of our team here can attest to the fact that those small things make a big difference to the end user. And for me, that's one of those things that stand out, you know, right away is just, you know, the fact that I'm not going to get a whole bunch of little ones and trying to grind up because, you know, not everybody, when you're paying for such a high quality product, you expect a high quality product. And the market is saturated with those that don't put enough emphasis or care into the product. So that's why we're here today, is to really learn that so we can better speak to it. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Here. So as you're growing, obviously meeting the needs of everybody out there is going to be a challenge. And you've had a couple of harvests now. How many harvests have you had?
We just had our fifth harvest come down. It's drying right now.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. And I mean, to have such a good product at that, you know, harvest number is pretty incredible. You're growing at a pretty good pace. And so obviously you're taking up some of the space in here, but how else are you going to meet that need as you continue growing?
Yeah, so we, we'll be hopefully sending a lot of product out, but it's only been 3 months since we've had our commence ops.
That's unbelievable, by the way, that you've already put out, you know, product like that.
Yeah. So in a little over 3 months and a week or so, and we're in 46 stores, 46 shelves. So we're gaining a little traction. You know, we're getting some great feedback and great results on the flower, and you know, people are starting to reach out directly. Customers are starting to ask for us in stores, so we're very excited, especially going from, you know, 4 years in the making of between CCC, thousands of pages of paperwork, construction, you know, the waiting game of just waiting for the licensing and all that. So it's very exciting, and you know, we're definitely happy that, you know, people are appreciating the flower because we've put a lot of work into it, and especially, you know, Isaiah and Billy and the grow team, you know, they're top notch.
Yeah, you already, as it currently stands, occupying most of the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be expanding as well, right?
Yeah. We're in, the building's about 33,000 square feet. We're in about 12 right now. And the goal is to add manufacturing and then hopefully expand our cultivation side, add some more lights, and we can get a little more product out. As we discussed, you know, things are moving pretty quick. So hopefully we can increase the demand and keep up with it. But if fall goes well, yeah, that would be the goal.
Yeah. And, you know, when we were in there, I know I didn't touch on this yet, but you had the room where you had, I think, 8 or 10 different cultivars that you were kind of, bringing up. I don't know what the right term would be. And, you know, that's got to get kind of challenging in there with the team, trying to figure out which one's going to go into the rotation that's going to take up the bigger room, right?
Yeah. So that's all the planning that Billy and the guys do. But, we're planning months ahead, making sure we have enough mothers, enough clones, so we can fill the rooms and fill everyone's needs. But part of the expansion would be adding a room dedicated to mothers, so we could hold more strains and be able to schedule it even further in advance.
And just for some of those that don't know what the mothers are.
Yeah, so the mothers are where we take all the clones from. They're how big, Isaiah? Some of them are up to eight or so feet tall.
Yeah, some of them can get pretty out of control.
Yeah.
10 feet.
We'll need a bigger room to hold all them, and then you know we'll pull our clones off of the mothers, and we'll be able to fill flower them through there.
Cool. Yeah, it was really cool to see it's always cool to see the mothers because they're just like you said, massive.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They make us look small, and you're a pretty tall guy, and they still kind of tower over you.
Yeah,
three tower three. There you go. All right. Well, I'm excited to see more of those products out there hitting the market. I'm excited to see some of your collabs that you have out there. When do you think those collabs are going to start coming out?
Hopefully in the next few weeks. We're finalizing, you know, the packaging and all that. So we think we'll have some half gram wax concentrates coming out in the next few weeks. And then we'll go from there.
Any specific cultivars you're focusing on for those first collabs?
The first run would be, some of them are Half Pint and some are Do-Si-Do. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit more on the Do-Si-Do side.
I believe so.
Yeah, so maybe 70% of them are the Do-Si-Do and 30% are Half Pint. Starting with those two, and mm-hmm. then we'll add them in as we go.
So you're kind of ramping up until you're making your own, really. You're just...
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing some of those out there and seeing the collabs. I always get excited to see the collabs because it's pretty cool to hear about some of the companies that are coming together to, you know, put these awesome products together. And they're all local, you know, so it's even better for us. All right, well, that's exciting to look forward to. So we've got some new flower coming out from you guys. You'll have some new concentrates that you're kind of testing the water with right now. Before you start really going full blown into creating your own.
Yep.
I mean, anything else you guys got? I mean, that seems like a lot to do right now.
I don't think so. Yeah, we're doing the pre-rolls. We got some pre-roll packs coming out.
Yeah.
Six packs, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned the pre-rolls, even that you always making sure that you hit that specific weight for them, because I know the state does give you some allotment and invariance there. But it's annoying and frustrating to get pre-rolls that are labeled at 1 gram that don't come in at 1 gram. And we talked a little bit about that with you guys here, how that's...
Yeah, we make sure that everything is over the limit. You know, we understand there's a variance and you are allowed to go under a certain amount, but, you know, we make sure we go over. So we make sure, again, sticking with the theme of customers having the best possible experience, you know, we want to make sure that they have what they're paying for. So.
And you already have those pre-rolls in the market now.
Yeah, we have 1 gram pre-rolls in the market. We're adding the 6.6 gram pre-rolls boxes.
So 3.6.
With some special drops, one with the Death by Lemons with a temporary tattoo. So those will be coming out soon.
Nice.
Limited edition, we're only doing about 550 of those to start off.
Wow.
And then, we're going to go from there and try to do some different things.
Not bad. I think people really like those the smaller pre-rolls. You know, especially with COVID, I think people want to have their own as opposed to sharing them.
With a friend, yeah.
And this is kind of a nice way to just take a really small amount, or smaller amount, and just enjoy it on your own. So that, and they're shareable. You know, you can pull out a 6-pack.
Yeah, we're working on some with different strains in them. So
okay.
You can buy a 6-pack with 2 or 3 different strains in there, so you can try multiple strains as opposed to buying a 6-pack of just one strain. And if it's not,
that's a great idea.
Love that.
Not a lot of people doing that, which is awesome, because I don't want to go. I don't want to buy an eighth if I don't know if I like it.
Yeah.
You know.
So this will be able to help you test them all.
Exactly. No, well, we're excited, you know, about some of the stuff you have coming out. I do want to thank you again for having us come through your facility, showing us around.
Yes, thank you.
It was really impressive. Again, we're excited to, you know, just continue promoting it and, you know, learning more, letting our customers learn a little bit more about you and your processes. So I do want to say thank you. So to close it out, we're here at Tower 3. We've got Mike and Isaiah with us here. And some of the things to look out for them that we just talked about, they've got the pre-rolls out there. 1 gram pre-rolls, and then you've got the 6.6 gram pre-rolls coming out shortly.
Yep.
You guys have some concentrates that you're working on in collabs. And then hopefully within the year, you'll have your own manufactured product out there. So you got a lot going on right now. That we're excited to continue talking about. But before I close out, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody here, and your team was fantastic. I really had to
thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Felt at home.
And it, you know, coming down to Taunton from North Grafton, thankfully it's really not that long of a ride. It's only about an hour from down there or from up there, but it's really, I appreciate getting out here and visiting the facilities and letting us go in there, letting us take pictures, letting us video. So to all of our listeners, we are going to have some nice media out there. You guys can really experience or see what we experienced out here. So with that, you know, I want to say thank you for having us.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Thank you for coming down. We appreciate it.
We look forward to continuing to do some more, you know, product promotion for you guys. And we're looking forward to having you guys on our shelves, being able to talk about, you know, how we came to visit the facility. So it just makes it a much easier opportunity for us to explain that to our customers. For our listeners, we've got a couple of other exciting podcasts coming up, but we want to, before we you know, close out, I want to remind everybody to visit our social media. What's your social media so people can visit?
Our Instagram is Tower3LLC, and the 3 is spelled out, and then our website is Tower3LLC.com.
Do you have Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, same thing. Facebook is Tower3LLC, and then Instagram, Tower3LLC. So.
Excellent. And then, of course, you can always follow us on discerncannabis.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and we're currently in the process of adding to our team right before opening. So if anybody's out there and listening and you know, wants to get involved, feel free to reach out to us. You'll find the information on our website, along with this podcast, and we'll have some brief description on there about our visit. We'll have some social media, so we'll get it out there very soon. With that, I'm going to close it out. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Discerning Eye, brought to you by Discerned Cannabis Purveyors, located in Grafton, Massachusetts, offering a cannabis experience built around you.